Good morning. It is good to be together. Let me go ahead and dismiss our young ones. If you are a young one or not so young, but can fit into one of those tiny chairs, you are dismissed, released, free to give me a hug. Oh, love it. Love it. Okay. Yeah. No worries. Well, for the rest of us, today is Eastertide, also known as Paschaltide, Paschaltidei. What is this season? 50 days, 7 weeks, beginning actually last Sunday, beginning Easter Sunday, and it travels all the way through to Pentecost, what is June 5th this year, to this pouring out of the Holy Spirit. What is this season of celebration? Celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, right? He is risen. What, as you may be aware, is God's project? The scholar, author, theologian, N.T. Wright. The resurrection of Jesus is God's project, not to snatch us away from earth to heaven, but to colonize earth with the very life of heaven. The message is that God's new world, it's here and it's now. It's in our midst. And we are invited to belong to it, to be a part of it, to participate in it. Now, if you've been around for the last 2 months, you've heard this quote over and over again, week after week, noting that intimately woven together with the resurrection of Jesus is, in N.T. Wright's words, this project, colonizing earth, right? To colonize earth, not to take us away, but it's here and now in Jesus, to colonize earth, he says, with the very life of heaven. What is interesting language, in light of the Apostle Paul, he speaks of this idea. Most directly, he speaks of it in his letter to those in Philippi, to followers of Jesus living in the ancient Greek city of Philippi. Keeping in mind, and again, we can think back to last week, to Easter, right? This resurrection of Jesus. It is an event in history, absolutely. And it is as much about our activity presently. It's about our activity. It's about life here and now. Right? God's kingdom come. Come, Lord Jesus. He is here and now. His presence is here and now. And with that, then, it is not something, the resurrection of Jesus is not about going to heaven when we die. It is that. Right? But again, it's about our activity right here and right now. And it's into this letter, then, to those living in Philippi that Paul writes of this here and now life, this on earth as it is in heaven life. To quote N.T. Wright, this colonizing of earth life. And so heading over to Philippians, if you're grabbing a pew Bible, page 832 will be helpful. Words will be on the screen behind me as well. From verse 18, chapter 3 and verse 18, it says, For as I have often told you before, which was a great relief to me, right? Meaning Paul's saying, you know, some things are worth repeating over and over and over again. Maybe over and over, week after week, for several months. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Verse 19, their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. He says their mind is set on earthly things. And then verse 20, Paul writes, our citizenship is in heaven. Now to get at that, we need to do a little bit of work. And to start, let's go back. I want us to go back to chapter 1 and verse 27. What is considered to be, in the ancient sort of art of Greek rhetoric, this is, 1 and 27, is the central verse in the whole of this letter. What the scholar Gordon Fee says is the interpretive key to the whole. And here in chapter 1 and verse 27, we read, whatever happens, and we can think of today, right? Whatever happens, whatever, all the stuff that is going on in life, in your life, in the life of your family and friends and neighbors, all the stuff going on across the world, right? Whatever is happening in us or around us or to us, whatever happens, Paul writes, conduct yourselves in a manner, and then he says worthy, that's from the Greek axios. It means befitting or in the manner of, doing life in the way of, he says, the gospel, right? The good news, the euangelion, right? Of Jesus. Now with that phrase, conduct yourselves in a manner, it's one word in the Greek, polituomai. And it's where we get our word politics. It's also, it can be translated literally as to live as citizens. Meaning chapter 1 and verse 27, what is the central verse, right? The key, the interpretive key to the whole. This can be translated, whatever happens, live as citizens in the manner of, right? Doing life in the way of Christ. And that is all the more interesting because the word citizenship from chapter 3 and verse 20 is the same word used here in 1 and 27, albeit it's in the noun form. And that matters because it intimately connects 3 and 20 with 1 and 27. And much like we've talked about a Mark and sandwich, we read them in light of one another. We read them, in a sense, we could say they interpret one another. Right, we interpret them in light of one another. Now, Jesus, just briefly to get under that, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time here. To get underneath, we need to understand that Philippi was a Roman colony. And a colony in the Roman Empire was a city outside of Rome that had been granted by Caesar the same status as Rome. And so effectively, Philippi is Roman soil. The Philippians, the residents of Philippi, are Roman citizens. And in that sense, we could say Philippi was Rome away from Rome. And that matters. That's a big deal. Because it means things like you are exempt from paying taxes. It means things like protection under Roman law and justice. Right, to use imperial language, you have been granted salvation. You've been granted salvation. Now, the flip side of that is that those living in Philippi had a deep loyalty to the empire and to Caesar himself. And consequently, with that then, your job, your activity, your way of being in the world, your doing life and relationships was to bring Roman culture and influence to bear on Philippi. In a sense, then to bring Roman customs and culture and art and language and education to bear on Philippi as it is in Rome. And with that in mind, Paul writes this letter to followers of Jesus living in Philippi. And in 1 and 27, again, he writes, whatever happens, again, meaning in the midst of all the stuff of life, whatever is going on to you, in you, around you, whatever happens, he says, live as citizens of the gospel, not of Caesar, but of Jesus. Live as citizens, not of the Roman Empire, but live as citizens of, to use Wright's language, God's new world. Right, our citizenship is in heaven. Live as citizens of God's new world. Right, not Roman culture and influence, not worldly values, but to live as citizens of heaven. Right, God's new world, culture and values, right here, right now, in the midst of whatever is happening all around us. Again, Paul here, he's not, when he says citizenship, our citizenship is in heaven, he's not speaking of someplace else. He's not saying this is not your home, so go ahead and check out, it doesn't matter. Right, disconnect, disengage. In fact, Paul is making the opposite point, keeping in mind that a colony works the other way around. Right, the goal here is as a citizen in living in Philippi, the goal was not to go to Rome someday. Right, the goal, the dream, is that Philippi would become as it is in Rome. And it's in the same way here that Paul is saying your citizenship is in heaven, to live as a colony of heaven. It's not about going to heaven when we die. I mean, there is that. But it's about God's new world here and now on earth as it is in heaven. Right? To bring God's new world culture and values and influence to bear right where we live. All of which invites us to consider, and I'm going to throw out some questions for us just to sit and to reflect with, invites me to ask us, which dream are we living? Which dream are we living? Right? Are we living the dream of going to heaven when we die? I mean, okay. Paul says the dream is bringing heaven on earth. Are we living this dream of going to heaven when we die, or are we living this dream of bringing heaven on earth? Right? Heaven on earth, right where we live, in the midst of whatever happens. We could ask, which dream is my life pursuing? Right? If I were to look at my time, my energy, my finances, my effort, my attitude, which dream is my life pursuing? We could ask it like this: does my life reflect the way of a citizen of heaven? Does my life here now today, does it reflect the way of a citizen of heaven? Does my citizenship reflect the culture and values of heaven? Does my citizenship in heaven, here and now, reflect the culture and values? To borrow from N.T. Wright, and we can think again these past 2 months, do my activities reveal the values of God's new world? When I get up in the morning, when I go to bed at night, when I go out to eat, when I experience entertainment, when I'm with family and friends, when I'm with neighbors, when I'm with those that I don't see eye to eye with, those I don't get along with, does my citizenship reflect the culture and value of heaven? Do my activities reveal the values of God's new world? Am I bringing God's new world to bear right where I live? Right again, on earth, as it is in my neighborhood in Southwest Portland, family, friends. And we can think back again a little bit to this whole sort of resurrection, the road to resurrection, right? Where all are welcome at the table, where all are invited, all are welcomed, all are valued, all are found of worth, esteemed, a world filled with justice and generosity, love and compassion, caring. And then with that, maybe we need to consider what needs to change that I might more fully live God's new world right here and right now. What needs to change that I might more fully live this reality, to live this citizenship that is in heaven, that is here and now today, right in our midst. Right, this kingdom of God, to use Jesus' language, that has come near, that's right here in front of your face. With that, we could ask, what priority do I need to shift? What attitude do I need to adjust? What activity do I need to amend or make amends? Paul writes here, our citizenship is in heaven. Whatever happens, live as citizens, worthy, doing life in the way of the gospel of Jesus.